I didn't kill your father.
Liar. Fabulous secrets were revealed to me.
There's a mutation, I'll fix every base. Working as your zinc finger nuclease.
Still going.
Ohaku or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohaku or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Episode 33, Elektra to Energizer.
Elektra, Daredevil's girlfriend in college, dropped out of law school and his life after her father was murdered and fell in with a ninja cult that corrupted her and turned her into the world's greatest assassin. Her favorite weapon is the Psi, pictured below in diagram. When Elektra returned into Daredevil's life, she might have been redeemed, but she was killed by the villain Bullseye. But then the cult resurrected her, and she's been, at best, an anti-heroine ever since. Simply put, she's a damaged person. Not so simply put, Elektra is always seeking redemption, but failing to find it. She's addicted to violence, has never gotten over her father's death, even though he may have sexually abused her.
Oh.
In her professional life, she's cold and aloof, never showing emotion. A kick-ass ninja chick, but inside, she's a self-loathing little girl who doesn't think she's worth being saved.
Oh, hashtag dear. Relatable.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh. I love her.
Oh, that is some heavy shit, though.
So they revived her, because the first thing I thought about when I saw Elektra, because I wasn't there last time, I thought, okay, so next should be Elektra, but then I know she would be in the Book of the Dead.
But she's alive!
She was too popular
comic
to stay
books,
dead.
Zombie Elektra.
Man, I wish life would work like that. You're too popular to stay dead, so we're bringing you back.
Yes, stay dead.
That's comics.
No one would bring me back. Aww. You guys wouldn't care 10 seconds after I was dead.
So French.
That's from Jesus Christ Superstar. We watched it yesterday. Yes.
Is that a quote?
Well, yeah. Not exactly.
But it's a paraphrase.
Nice.
Can I just say her last name? I read it like Nachos.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
just want to say that out loud.
Nachos.
Yeah, I read it as Nachos.
Mm-hmm. I want Nachos now.
Did she get picked on in school?
Probably.
That's Nachos! This is my life!
Yeah.
Whose turn is it?
Yeah, my last name is Montour, which means... my turn for anyone who's listening.
So it's always her turn.
I never noticed. Really? Mine is just a name.
Oh, no. When
I've done that joke.
You've
all done that joke.
I know. So Nachos. Relatable.
Presumably, she grew up in Greece, where it's just a family name.
Mm. She's Greek?
I think she kind of reminds me of Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I think it's the hair and the earrings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the head. The
just the, like,
ribbons.
Yeah, just the, like, more tattered.
And the fab body. Yeah. She has a weirdly long crotch.
I mean, don't they all?
I think it's the swimsuit, though. It's like I understand that the swimsuit that goes all the way to the hips.
Like, practically her waist.
Yeah, but this is bad. No, I don't know. It feels like her crotch should be, like, here.
No.
Or that would be too much leg. I don't know!
What another picture that's not proportionate. What are you saying?
I'm not sure if I like the full red or not. I'm, like, really on the fence about it.
I do.
I like it. I just wish there was more shadowing.
There's also a full white.
What?
When she's just redeemed.
Oh,
hot damn. White.
I was actually.
She would have looked gorgeous.
I was actually gonna say I wish there was some white in this outfit. So that's weird. Like, I wish the ribbony parts were white. I think that'd be cool.
Like the belt ribbon.
Yeah,
thing.
And like on the arms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would, like, make it contrast more. When it's all just one color, it kind of just melts together.
Maybe it's because she wants to be a ninja. sort of like yes, meld and disappear.
A ninja look. That's very visible. Oh, God. Yeah, less laundry, I suppose.
I think it's a blood motif.
Mm. Yeah. You know what I find interesting? That the Psy is also the weapon of Raphael, which is the red ninja turtle, and she's wearing red. Hello, coincidence.
I love it.
Illuminati confirms.
Or 80s ninja. All being made at the same time.
Other conspiracy also available, not a sponsor.
Imagine if it was. Wow.
Sponsored by the Illuminati. See what that looks like.
I'm a Rosicrucian myself.
Ooh.
But like, you don't know your conspiracies.
She's hot.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love
yeah.
the size.
Also she sad.
She makes people sigh.
Thank you. Very boo.
I just average. Think, like, if I were to have a weapon, I think it would be that.
Really?
It's one of the worst weapons possible.
I was gonna say, aesthetically, though, I like it. Like, I feel like you could take some really cool pictures with them.
Also eat fruit.
Yeah, I meant you cut an apple and you just stab it in there. How badass would that be? Worth it just for that.
You can use them as a shish kebab.
Yeah, as high kebab.
Yeah, on the barbecue. Great. We need to bring her camping.
They evolved.
Add her to the list.
They evolved from gardening tools.
That makes sense.
Was someone just like gardening one day and got attacked? Like, ha!
Accidentally.
The peasants can have weapons and swords. So they developed martial arts using tools that they did have.
Oh, wow. That makes sense.
That's awesome. Why is it the worst weapon?
Well, because it's a gardening tool.
Okay.
But it's blunt. It's made to more like block. You know, you use the prongs to like snag swords and other blades.
Oh, yeah,
it's more of a defensive weapon.
It's more defense and it's...
She's really... probably more badass because she only uses that.
That's why she has it, because she's always on the defensive.
No, she's an assassin.
Have you read her personality?
Yes, okay. Personality.
I'm going to say something weird because I feel like ideals in society have been switched around. But I feel that it's cool that she doesn't have that much hips.
Huh.
Because I, for one, do not have much hips. I have a small waist, which gives the illusion of that, but it's not true. It's all
like,
a lie.
I look like a log. Just like straight.
Like, society is peddling that idea of, like, large hips and
that
butt and everything. Yeah, everybody's squatting for that booty.
Damn those hourglass people!
Yeah, and I like that she has, like, a decently straight-cut figure. Not that much, but good enough for me.
However, her boobs are really to the side.
Yeah. You know what? I get that. That's representation for me. No, my boobs do this too.
I love it. It feels true, because maybe she's not wearing a bra.
Exactly. It looks like
she wear a bra. No one.
It doesn't seem like she needs a bra. Google girl, because I couldn't. I wish I could.
I had to spend a week with a wire constantly jabbing me this week. So you know what? Free boob all the way.
You want me to sew?
I bought new ones. Yay! I gave up on them. I'm wearing one right now. It's great.
You know what? I would totally love to have it an underboob tattoo, but I can't because it means I wouldn't be able to wear a fucking bra for so long.
Yeah,
I want one so bad. Wow, we're talking about bras. And boobs.
Don't you feel informed?
I feel like her hair is what I wish my hair was.
That's how I imagine your hair.
Yeah, that's what your hair is in my
hair. Like, if you would have asked me to draw your hair, that's what it would have looked like.
Thanks.
You're a very good artist.
I've been working on it.
I appreciate that, but this is like the nice kind of shaggy look. Mine is just frizzy.
But if you were in the wind.
Yeah, you need wind.
Is her feet like size 3?
I think it's the angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's a little top shot.
It's probably like a heel.
I feel like her platform. Feet weren't finished.
I feel you. It's like they're too straight. Like there's no just lines. Just like then.
because that's there's no toe.
I think she wears pointed shoes though.
Yeah,
weird fashion thing that people do.
But
it makes your legs look longer. Yeah, but I have size 9 feet. It makes my feet look wider, too, and longer.
It does not make your legs look longer when you are short, and it makes your foot look the exact same length as
your leg.
As your calf. As your calf?
Yeah.
It's counterproductive in every single way.
That's how I draw you as well.
my duck with tousled hair. Yeah.
Hair, a stick person, and then legs.
With really nice pointed heels.
Really nice detailed feet.
Enormous chest. To balance it all out.
It's just like two huge circles.
I'm just hair, two circles, and feet.
Oh, man. What's your personality again?
Damaged.
Pretty sad.
Defensive.
Mostly.
Well, she's cold and aloof when you meet her.
I feel like it would annoy me after a while. Like, I'd just be like, I get it. Your life sucked. Your afterlife is okay.
But at the same time, it's like, can't you just be happy we're going for ice cream? Like, just
I feel
smile.
She would be too intense.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's somebody you can, like, actually hang out with regularly. Like,
would we feed the ducks? No, we would not feed the ducks.
No, she would the tail ducks.
Ones. Eat it for supper. Whoa, or maybe she's a vegetarian.
I like that she's a ninja. That's the goal. I mean, if you're gonna be a ninja,
be a special ninja.
Okay.
Yeah.
The best.
Reach for the stars.
Yeah, the best.
The ninja stars?
Yes.
Oh.
We've tied that in very quick nicely.
So is Elektra hot or not?
I'm okay. Oh, yeah, she's totally hot.
I just don't.
If not a bit stern.
I don't know why, but I have Paul Abdul in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. The outfit a bit, I think.
I was going to say the 80s.
I don't know why she put.
Emily, you have to stop. We'll get copyright
infringement. That's too close to the real
too
song.
Close.
What is she?
I'm sorry. I'm clearly an amazing artist, and I apologize.
Yes.
The talent is...
Okay, you sell albums, I'll sell drawings, and we'll all make millions of dollars.
Yeah. So, draw my album covers.
Yeah. And it's always...
I released three albums. One is the hair, one is the circles, and one is the feet.
Yeah.
From head to toe.
Perfect.
Hit record.
Yeah, right. This is great.
We have to go. we have some recording to do.
Well, you're in a recording studio.
Mm-hmm. What about the fact that she's portrayed by Jennifer Garner, is it?
No. In the movie, yeah. Jennifer Garner plays her. She's played by someone else in the TV series.
Mm. She has a terrible movie. That's not a very good movie.
There's an Elektra movie?
Yeah. There's also an Elektra movie, yeah.
Okay.
I couldn't watch the Daredevil movie. It was too disturbing for me.
Well, the Elektra movie was terrible in theaters. I think it's okay on DVD. It's not the same edit.
You're talking about Daredevil right now.
No, I'm talking about Elektra.
Oh, okay.
So Elektra in the theater was butchered at the editing stage by the studio. The DVD is a normal story. It makes sense, which the movie, the theater version didn't.
Huh. Oh, okay.
Daredevil also has two cuts. The director's cut is longer by a half hour. Snoop Dogg's in it.
Nice.
Daredevil doesn't get half sex. So there are big differences. In the movie, in the theatrical, he has sex with Elektra.
He has sex with Snoop Dogg in the second movie.
In the director's cut, he doesn't get to have sex. But the studio said, surprising. No, they gotta have sex.
You would think it would have been the opposite.
Why?
Like, you'd think in the longer version you'd have...
time for sex.
Yeah.
The longer version was just... the director's original vision was that Daredevil had to be super sad. He could never get happiness. So when he gets to choose whether to go after a sound, a bad guy he's hearing, or stay with Elektra, she says stay. In the theater, he goes with her. And in the director's cut, he chooses...
The vocation.
And then it all goes bad. Her dad dies. She goes villain. And they can never get together.
Spoilers!
That's how you know which Elektra you're talking to. Is she dressed in white or red?
He wouldn't.
We'd be just sitting on the sidelines going, oh no! Oh no!
Red Elektra! Dum dum dum!
Red alert!
What do you want?
I just wanted to get your name. I didn't want your trouble.
Look, I don't like being followed. So don't.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. Take it easy.
I don't like being touched.
Why don't you tell me what you do like, and we'll start there. Okay.
Does every guy have to go through all this just to find out your name?
Try asking for my number.
Enchantress. An Asgardian not based on a Norse goddess, Amora is a dangerous, seductive sorceress who has been trying to manipulate Thor for years. It's actually surprising she never featured in the Thor movie, especially since Scourge was often her partner and he just showed up in Ragnarok. Like all Asgardians, she's super strong and tough, and of course long-lived. Her beauty is almost supernaturally alluring. She also wields magic and has enchanted her lips so that any man kissed by them becomes her slave for at least a week. She
At least a week.
She loves the attention of men, but is a cruel mistress. The main picture has her in bare legs, but the other pics show her in her more usual look with black leggings. She's also pictured in Magic Battle with a Wizard, lounging in her palace, casting a spell at Captain America, lighting a brazier in close-up during a storm, and riding the astral plane.
That sounds like a euphemism for something.
Riding wanna ride the astral plane, baby?
No.
And is she wearing moss?
No.
That looks like moss.
Where?
Where?
There.
That's a color green.
That's a corset. It looks like moss.
I mean,
or like velour.
It's the shading, I guess.
Texture.
I see moss.
I think it's more like armor. It's supposed to be shiny.
I like the bits on the arms.
Same. Mm-hmm. I like where they hit.
I feel like it gives the impression that she has like a off the shoulder top.
Definitely.
Without
the restriction.
Look at those shoes. What's going on?
Well, the posture, but she has tiny feet.
I don't know.
Why does everyone have tiny feet?
It looks like if it's like squished in there, it looks painful.
Men prefer tiny feet.
Fuck you all.
I have big feet. And
look at the other picture. The one where she's tiny wearing a class. No, no, that's a big foot.
No, it's not.
That's a Bigfoot. No, no, no. They live in the forest.
In Oregon.
Yeah, they're more hairy than that, too. Well, she has a lot of hair, but...
The point is not to compare her to Bigfoot.
Let's move on. Can I compare her to someone else, though? She-Ra. She looks a lot like her. Like, holy shit.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Though.
I think it's a head thing.
The head and the hair and like essentially running around in a corset.
Mm. Yeah. You know what I want to see once? I want to see a superheroine or villainess or whatever you want, a girl who has not shaved her legs this week.
For at least a week.
We will see that.
Or let's face it, this quarter.
We will see that.
Excellent. Wow. In like 4 years.
You wouldn't see it anyways, years. Though she's blonde.
She probably has like a spell to fix that up.
We established earlier that she mostly wears leggings underneath it.
Yep.
So.
Yeah,
true.
Like whatever.
That's when she hasn't shaved.
Yeah, she's like, she
doesn't like it.
She was going to the beach party, it's fine.
She has like a little skirt on this one. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's the little skirt thing.
I prefer the outfit that's like more covered. I find it's like cuter.
I think she looks like an elf too much with the skirt.
Oh.
I like the pattern on her.
The front
leggings?
Yeah.
The
circles?
Nice pattern.
I think I like the boots on the first page just because it looks like she has a bunch of bangles around her legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're also the most different boots that we've seen, I think, since the entire beginning, because there's just a lot of bucket boots.
Yeah, just like mini bucket boots with bangles. That is hard to say.
Mini bucket boots with bangles! Mini bucket boots with bangles!
See?
I don't know.
Try it at home.
You know, if she would turn her head like up, she'd be like, rock on!
Yeah. I do kind of like the finger point thing. Like, it's very dramatic.
She's really pointing
to somebody specific.
She has a lot of style. Like,
she has presence.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to put a spell on you, bitches.
Because you're mine.
I'm going to kiss you and you're going to be my slave.
She's
a week.
She's nice and sturdy, too.
Oh, but look at the stats.
Yeah. 450 pounds.
Whoa!
But like her shoulders are nice and broad.
Yeah.
She's 6'3", 450 pounds. Of course, Jeez. She's denser than normal.
No, but she's from that universe where it's like super dense. Like a cat is like 100 pounds.
Yeah, she's at the bottom.
Yeah, Thor's 100-pound cat.
Can anyone fact check that? Because I'd like to know.
We're gonna see.
Yeah, Thor's 100-pound cat in the next issue.
I don't know. They have cats. Loki must have a cat.
Is the Norse have cats?
Yes. A Norwegian. Norwegian is a type of cat, so.
Oh, well, there you go. They have one sort of cat.
I know the Norse Norse gods have dogs and wolves and rams.
They seem like dogs.
Horses with eight legs. Vikings.
There's like one cat, but it's 100 pounds. So that's the only cat they're root for. What's her personality again?
She likes attention.
She likes male attention, but she's very cruel. She goes out of her way to get men, especially the ones that she can't get.
That would annoy me.
So the one, yeah, like, by that you mean
Thor, Baldur.
Oh, you mean okay. All the friends I cut out of my life? Yeah.
Oh, shade.
Ooh. I didn't cut out a lot of friends from my life. A lot of them were trying to steal other people's men.
That's not great. Not cool, ladies.
Like, I like her a lot. I even like that bit of her. But I'm not sure I would have been, like, friends with her. No, I just kind of want to watch her. Maybe with binoculars and be like, oh, look! Oh, she's totally gonna get him!
I want to follow her on Twitter and Instagram.
Oh, yeah. She would have a great Instagram.
Yes, I think so. Her with all her slave men.
Yeah, well, her Instagram just be like, look, who's my slave this week?
Oh, I bet she would
Hashtag slave of the week.
I bet she would get the slave men to take the pictures of her.
Oh, hashtag manslave Monday.
I don't have slaves on Mondays.
You don't have Monday.
Just doesn't do Mondays. We just skip ahead.
I wish.
But I like her. She's kind of sassy and fun.
So is Enchantress hot or not?
She's definitely hot. Yeah. I just don't want to hang out with her. Yeah, but no, I like her.
Hot from afar.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those people that cause a lot of drama, and I'm just from afar, and I'm like, thank God it's not me. Mm-hmm. And then I keep watching.
Yeah. I don't think we have much in between when it comes to women on these. We're either like, oh my god, we want to be your friend, or like, we're just gonna watch you do your thing. And like, watch you.
The scary women. The followers.
But there's no sense. There's no like, you know, I'd talk to you if I cross you on the side of the street.
No.
There's polar opposites. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just feel like she's an artificial hot.
Oh, okay.
And she needs spells and stuff, and it's like those people that are just, like, super hot because they're supposed to be hot, but they're just an empty shell.
But I mean, at the same time, she's hot enough to go all the way to the kiss, and then it becomes a slave.
No, but she has other spells, too.
Holy shit!
Does she have big boobs because of spells? Does she have nice hair because of spells?
I bet she just has that.
Okay.
I'm gonna be real.
She's still a Norse god.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're just, like, magnificent creatures.
You sort of start off with a great starter pack.
Yeah. I just feel that she's one of those people that are hot because they're supposed to be hot. Like, society says they're hot, so we're like, yeah, sure, she's hot.
Yeah, she's like a blonde girl with big
boobs. There's no substance.
I understand what you mean.
Okay, yeah. I have a question. Why?
It's not compelling.
Why does she do things? Just for fun? Or is there like a greater plot? Is she trying to take over the world with her sexiness?
I mean, me.
I think it's usually a power grab in Asgard. She's very Asgard-based. It's Game of Thrones.
Does she hang out with Loki?
Yes.
Are they like bestie buddies?
Do they like each other?
They've plotted together. They've teamed up. The tricksters plot? And manipulators.
They're both wearing green.
That's why I would assume they would get along.
They either get along or really not.
Yeah, they don't trust each other, I suppose.
They both wear green.
They both wear
so
green.
So they kind of match when they go out.
Them on St. Patrick's Day are just consistently... Yeah,
looking at her eyebrows...
Damn!
Yeah, she's got really, like, thin, expressive eyebrows and, like, really big... nude lips and those
very
eyes,
90s, actually.
Those really smoky eyes. She looks like Pam Anderson.
It's
very 90s.
It's very Playboy, 90s Playboy kind of look.
Yeah, I don't find her hot. I'm sorry.
That's
okay. Right. It's okay. We accept you.
I mean, she's a blonde, so of course she loses points.
Like, yeah, automatically. But there are blonde people out there.
I like blondes.
Thank you.
Except for Georgie.
Actually, since we're talking about but your hair does kind of look like this.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the first one is, I mean, yeah. This is what you're cosplaying this year.
Oh, shit, no.
This version's fine.
No.
No?
No.
Boo. You can pull that off.
But it's not anime. Not worth it.
It's drawn.
That's just your life mantra, man. It's not anime, not worth it.
My new Instagram bio.
For the honor of Grayskull. I am Shira.
The Enclave, a small band of scientists dedicated to using technology to bring about a benevolent world dictatorship under their rule. These are Maris Morlach, the nuclear physicist, Carlo Zota, an electronics technician, Vladislav Shinsky, a geneticist, and Jerome Hamilton, a now-deceased biologist. Each one faked his own death and met the others on a secret island in the Atlantic to start their work in an abandoned, deviant stronghold nicknamed the Beehive, which they poached for higher technology. Among their breakthroughs, anti-gravity and teleportation. But they really wanted to create a superhuman race to inherit the Earth. They created two golden-skinned perfect beings called Him and Her. An echo of this is in the second Guardians movie.
Oh.
They gave it to aliens, but in Marvel it was these guys. But their creations turned against them. Eventually, the Enclave tried to conquer the Inhumans to steal their genetic technology, which landed them all in prison. Pictured working on Him and Her, in their white uniforms, looking upon him, and using their teleportation machine. Oh, and a look at the Beehive.
What a bunch of losers.
Yeah, oh my god.
I'm sorry, they want a benevolent
dictatorship.
Pretty much the only highlight for me is that they called it the Beehive. That's cool as hell, and I'm for it. Everything else sounds really boring, like, and not fun at all.
Their picture here of them, the three of them together, it looks like a boy band.
No, it looks like but a cleaning service.
A boy band on the retirement tour.
Yeah. No, for me, it's a cleaning squad.
Oh,
that's like,
yeah.
You okay. Got a mess? We're cleaning it, bitches.
These are the guys that clean up after the Ghostbusters have messed up everything.
Even at that... It makes me think of Mr. Clean, not a sponsor.
But it's because of the white suit and bald head.
Yeah, bald they heads. Are bald.
Mm. Why am I weirdly attracted to the Carlo guy?
Oh my god, me too!
What?
He looks... I think it's the nose/jaw/mouth.
Slash eyebrows.
He kind of looks like... Like, he kind of looks like the guy you could have gone to university with who always scored really high and was really annoying. But he's still kind of attractive.
And weirdly good in sports and like kind of still artistic, so it's like...
Oh, I know him!
You do everything well. Fuck off. I know them too.
I like his hair.
They're pretty muscly for scientists.
They are.
Yeah.
That's a stereotype.
In comics.
My papa was I will very add muscular in comics. For a scientist.
Your papa!
Your papa.
Who's this? Is it Rocky from Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Oh.
No, it's him.
But it looks like him.
No, it looks like him.
Comedy.
Da-da-da-da.
You know, it must suck to be Jerome because he actually died after he faced his death.
Yeah, that's a bummer. That's a bummer.
And I mean, he died early enough to be featured in no other picture at all.
Like, how quick did Jerome die?
Don't fake your own death.
He faked his own death, but then he died, and then the other guys were like, maybe we should, like, let his family know that he's actually dead for real? And then they were like, he's dead for real this time. Really, not kidding. On the card? Do people send out cards when they die?
No.
I'm pretty sure that they...
I don't think they just fake calls now.
I'm pretty sure that if they faked their own death, they didn't tell their family that they were still alive.
No, I know, but I'd want to be... I don't know.
You want to get the death news twice?
Like, you're just pouring salt on the wound. No, I'd be like, oh, it wasn't so bad, but now it is.
We should rename the obituaries death news.
Jesus. Yeah.
In the comic book universe, it's probably, you know, the section is obituaries and returns.
Yeah. It's like retractions.
Yeah.
Obituaries, they're still alive.
Mm-hmm. Elektra's back.
What? So, oh, wait, no, dead.
The Beehive thing is cool. That's all I have to say about that. Like, you like that building? I like the beehive.
It looks like there's a slide. I'm into that. I want to go in a slide.
I don't think it's a slide.
I think
it kind of looks like a tiger.
I don't know. The thing here looks like a bear face.
Yeah, I see a giraffe.
It's a giraffe with a bear face.
Is it because bears eat honey?
Oh, yeah.
Do they really, though?
Yes, they do, actually. Yeah,
they must.
Okay.
Yeah, they like sweet things like honey, blueberries,
people.
Elderberry.
And marmalade.
But no, they'll go in beehives and like attack the bees to get their honey.
Okay, cool.
What's happening on the second panel? On the second
panel? That's a teleportation machine. They sent a guy.
He looks very 80s.
Yeah, it's 60. They went and grabbed this girl here that's Alicia Masters, the thing's blind girlfriend.
She has a nice dress.
Where was she?
So they were stealing her to steal her DNA to make her, I think.
That's confusing. That's not great.
Did they return her?
Her or her?
That's confusing.
Hey! Yeah, I mean, she's been a staple of the comics since forever, so she got saved by the Fantastic Four.
Oh, good.
I gotta say, very unoriginal. Like, they really should have just given them names. I get that that's kind of cool and aloof, like, oh, they're every man and every woman, but also a bit boring.
Every woman.
Him did eventually choose his own name.
Good for him.
Oh, we'll see it later. Can we know what letter it is?
I hope it's not Adam.
It's W, but...
It could have been Adam. You're right.
In 20 years.
Well, it is Adam, but he's got a last name, and that's his entries under that letter.
Oh, my God.
Of course. Is she Adam? Is she Eve?
Is she? We'll find out. She's got her own entry.
Okay, so they're decent scientists, though.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
They made people.
That's pretty good. It's pretty decent. I can't make a person.
So teleport.
I mean, I guess I can.
I technically you can.
Yeah.
You have that amazing power.
To me, it feels like the secret gay club.
Do it for me.
What is a secret gay club?
It's when you have wives, but you're gay. And you decide to just go hang out with your gay scientist buddies and fake your own death.
On the down low?
Relatable.
Okay.
Every Saturday.
Why would you want to lock yourself up in a beehive with three other guys?
You know, when you say it like that. Science, okay? It's for science.
Is the enclave... Enclave?
Oh, I forgot they were called the Enclave.
Yeah, that's terrible.
That's a bad, I can't even pronounce it right.
It's a terrible name.
Is the Enclave hot or not?
No. I mean, no, not really.
I mean, look at his mustache.
I would maybe sleep with one of them.
Which one?
The dead one.
Carlo. Which one? Which one?
Carlo. I don't know. Like, I'd sleep with Carlo. I'd totally sleep with Carlo.
I mean, Vladislav just has to commit to the fact that he's balding.
Yes. Give it up, dude. At least trim it or something. This doesn't work.
Well, it looks trimmed underneath. Maybe he had gone for a long time.
Are there no hairdressers in the beehive?
That's it.
There are no hairdressers.
It's just them.
He had to get Jerome to do his hair and Jerome died.
Aww. Yeah. You know, I find it interesting that they found other people that wanted to do this.
That's true. Did they post that on Kijiji?
No, you put it in Craigslist. Newspaper. Looking for gay scientists.
Looking for scientists willing to fake own death.
Permanent getaway.
It's like that Pina Colada song, but if you like genetic science.
And faking your own death.
Come to the interview. I mean, it's pretty,
I admire their work, but I do not think they're hot.
Especially if it's, like, what's the motive, really? Changing
Science.
The world?
They're so wide.
I thought you were going to say wide.
I thought you were supposed to say white.
I mean, all those things are true.
Or wide.
I think it's the pattern.
It's the blue outline that makes them look really wide.
Why are you that wide?
Like, that is quite the outfit. We haven't discussed this, but holy... That is quite the... I'm sorry.
I mean, Vladislav is really flexing.
Yeah, he's like, look at these pecs, baby.
They're all flexing, really.
Well, like, what are we to do? No. Science.
Well, Carlo doesn't need to. Carlo's looking
bees.
At a watch.
No, it's
look
it's
at me a, squeeze my pipe.
Carlo
smokes the pipe? Well, hello.
That's love. It's just holding his cane. He's not flexing or anything.
Yeah, he's flexing on the cane. Like this.
He wants you to think he's not flexing.
I can hold a cane and still flex.
Oh. He's very buff for a man of probably advanced age.
94.
But he's a geneticist, so maybe he's like 113. Yeah.
Good for you, man. You look good for 113.
Okay, now I can't picture it not them like strippers on a stage with the position that they're in.
Yeah. At a gay strip club.
Yeah, like the music's
called
about to
the
start.
Beehive.
Oh, they're secretly the next act after Magic Mike.
You see, that works because
they're bringing in a lot of buzz.
Yeah, you know, they worship the queen. Like, everything about that works. I think Beehive should actually be a gay club. Is that a thing? Can someone look that up? I'm sure it is.
But yeah, like, the music's about to start here. It's gonna get sexy.
That's debatable.
Or like relatively warm.
Near the Beehive in Boston.
No, the Beehive is a thing in Boston.
Yeah.
It's a jazz club. There's a jazz club called the Beehive.
Okay, I want to go there. That sounds awesome.
We can take it fast or really slow, but we can't know with certainty where we'll go. If at first we don't succeed, we'll try two more times. So our failure's a statistically significant try. Take away gravity, I'd still fall for you. Share my last electron in a covalent bond for two. 'Cause you're like that angle, acute and you're smart. Your lab coat and goggles go straight to my heart. Except that's a lie, 'cause the heart doesn't feel. When it comes to love, the brain seals the deal. This is your science love song. A place to start our chemical bond. A research endeavor.
Adaptations of bibliography.
'Cause you matter to me.
What?
Whoa!
I disapprove.
Energizer. 6-year-old Katie Power is the youngest member of Power Pack. 4 kids who were given powers and costumes, which can appear at will on them, by a beautiful dying alien so they could defend themselves against the evil alien snarks. Okay. As Energizer, Katie could disintegrate matter by touch and store the energy inside herself. When she was full, she started to glow and could release its destructive balls as pictured, which at first tended to go every which way. Though Katie was just a little girl, she had the only truly offensive power on the team, and her older brothers would often bully her into using them, as she always felt sorry for hurting anyone or breaking anything.
Aww.
She's personable, excitable, loud, obnoxious at times, bratty at times, gentle, sensitive, jealous, easy to anger, hates being called the baby.
She's every child ever.
She sounds like me.
Sounds like a brat.
She is exceptionally bright, though. Like all the Power Kids, she has a good handle on physics for her age, possibly because her dad's a physicist and it runs in the family.
Is her dad single?
No. Oh.
She is, though.
It's actually written right there.
Well, I hope so. She's 6.
Yeah,
so we're not talking about hot in a sexual way. We're talking about a hot concept, a cool concept.
I think she's adorable.
I hate it.
Her name
so
is
much.
Power.
Yeah. No.
Katie Power.
Yeah.
They're all powers. Oh.
You know what? I know a person's last name is Power. That's a thing.
Of course.
Our director.
Does she have superpowers?
It's a man, and he's a principal at a school, so it's debatable.
I hate everything about it.
But her face is gigantic.
Yeah, but kids are kind of like that.
Gigantic face?
Well, no, but you know how kids are, like, you're growing, so your proportions are a little weird. I think it's just like that.
Babies, maybe, but not 6-year-olds.
That is a very terrifying power to give to a 6-year-old.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I've met 6-year-olds.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust them with any type of
power. I don't trust them with a glass of water.
I don't really understand, like, why this happened. Like, they were
dying aliens.
There's a dying alien. He crashes near their home. The kids go and help him.
Her.
Well,
him, the alien.
Alien.
Didn't you say it was a beautiful
alien? He was beautiful. It looks like a humanoid seahorse. we'll see the species later.
Wow, that's
amazing. He gave them his ship, and he gave them like a talking ship, and it's a bit fairy tale like.
Okay. Well, I understand that because the alien doesn't know that giving powers to children is probably not a good choice.
Probably.
It's probably the first people he saw, so he's like, oh, these are full people. Yeah. Okay,
full people.
The people on this planet are very tiny. Because it seems very irresponsible.
My brain can't handle the boots.
Yeah, they're UGG boots.
Every time I look at them, my brain wants to look at them not the right way.
Mm-hmm.
I think the shadowing and the light, and I'm just like, what is happening on your feet?
They're they're inflatable UGG boots.
Yeah.
I bet it would work in the winter, though. Like, it feels like if you would walk through snow in those, you'd be fine.
Where's she from? Is it a winter
Virginia.
Place?
So no, it's not a winter place.
I'm pretty sure.
I like the Boz.
I had Virginia. To think about it for a second. I'm sorry.
Well, they're based in New York. I think they were
okay,
born in
Virginia. Okay, well, there's snow there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've seen people wear boots like this before.
Yeah.
It's like space boots.
I kind of had winter boots.
It kind of looks like those puffy jackets.
Yeah.
Brace yourselves, because the other three kids have the same boots.
Oh, no! It's like the Michelin Man made boots.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, is the yellow supposed to be like overalls?
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, that's the costume.
No, but is the print of it supposed to sort of mimic overalls?
It's not actually overalls.
No, it's just a one piece.
It should have been overalls.
But there is one arm that's yellow and the other one's black, though.
I'm just saying, it should have been overalls. That would have been cool.
That's something a little kid might wear. Different, right?
It would have been an overall better concept.
I just think it would have been more like kid and it fun. So why not?
But they're not allowed to have fun. They have powers now.
They have responsibilities.
I like that her hair is strawberry blonde.
Yes, that's cute. A nice
Well, shade. It's really
Pippi Longstocking.
Pippi Longstocking. The braid and color and everything.
Yeah. I like that she's very smart. Mm. I think that's cool.
And I like that she cares. Like, it's not just like this six-year-old that's throwing energy balls in every direction being like, ha!
No,
she's actually, like, fully aware of what the powers can do. And
are the other kids boys? Is that what you
said?
There's
two girls and two boys. She's the youngest, and the oldest is, like, 12.
But, like, you said that her powers are offensive and the others
The other ones have defensive.
So that's
or...
interesting in itself that they gave, like, offensive powers to a girl, first of all, but a super young girl. That's cool.
The youngest one, yeah.
Yeah.
She was maybe the right one for it. Mm-hmm. Like, the most caring.
Yeah, being bullied into using your powers reminds me of, like, when I started being lactose intolerant. And my friends were like, eat cheese and then we can get excused from class. So that we have to follow you to the bathroom while you're being sick.
That's the worst.
Wow. Eat cheese. Eat the cheese.
People disintegrate the cheese. That's... until you glow and have to go to the bathroom to release your power balls.
Lactose intolerance is not a superpower.
No.
Wait, what?
No, but
it was.
Skipping classes.
Skipping classes is a superpower, I see.
That's horrible. Yeah, you poor child.
You did not have nice friends.
Eat that cheese.
What do you think of the name she chose for herself?
Energizer?
I mean, it just makes me think of the bunny.
Yeah.
It
makes me think of, batteries.
It sounds like a six-year-old picked a name.
Yeah.
She's like, I like bunnies. They're just like, hey, I have energy ball. I could be the Energizer.
I mean, they're called a power pack.
It also sounds like batteries.
Yeah, it all sounds like batteries.
I don't mind Power Pack. I find Power Pack slightly clever because their last name is Power. Mm. And they're the Power Pack, and a Power Pack is a thing, and yet it's also an alliteration. I'm all for the Power Pack.
And they're like Energizer, a type of kids.
I feel like it doesn't sound like a child.
Yeah.
It could sound more like cute. Not that it needs to be cute, she has, like, important powers and stuff. And that's cool and all, but I don't know, it doesn't feel like it fits her.
Energizer sounds like a huge jacked dude.
Yeah.
Juicing.
Yeah, what would you have named her?
I don't know, like Spark or something.
Yeah, that's cute.
So is Kitty Power, Energizer, hot or not, as a concept?
She's
super cute.
I like her.
And I like her backstory.
Her personality's fun, too. Especially for a child to be that mature enough to handle powers and having to struggle with her siblings.
Say no to the cheese.
No, I'm okay with that.
I'd, like, not hang out with her, but, like, I'd teach her swimming or something. Well, I was a swim teacher. That's what I did with kids. That's how I interacted with kids. I taught them how to swim. So you I teach
like,
them to swim.
Walk up to children and be like, "All right, I'm gonna show you how to do magic."
Just pitch them in the pool. All right.
As every kid, I would just try to avoid her the most I can.
She's like, "Excuse me, can you give me directions to?"
No, not even that. I wouldn't run. I would just like pass by silently and just walk away.
You wouldn't respond to a child needing directions.
Lady, maybe, but
excuse me, lady.
God.
Oh, yeah. That triggers me a bit. I wake up in the middle of the night hearing Isabel.
Aren't they great children?
When she starts glowing, are we all like, "Oh my god, it's golden hour!" And then we start taking selfies.
Oh, super great lighting.
That's horrible. You have to get out of the way before it like shoots out and kills you.
My reaction is like a cat about to puke.
Yeah.
Grab. Take to somewhere where it won't damage anything.
Imagine if she had like the same.
Well, you've seen some commercials where one battery company's toys outlast the other toys. So you may have assumed their battery outlasts even Energizer batteries. Fact is, Energizer was never invited to their playoffs. And today's Energizer won't be invited either. Why? Because no battery lasts longer than Energizer. So now you know. A word to the wise. Energize.
Art credits. Elektra by Bill Sienkiewicz. Enchantress by Walt Simonson. Enclave by Russ Steffens. Energizer by June Brigman.
Hey there! My name's Nathaniel, and I'm here to tell you about an exciting new podcast.
What are you doing?
Oh, hey, Liz. I'm just recording the podcast promo.
You're recording the promo for the Punch Like a Girl podcast?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, I'm one of the hosts. I have more podcast experience. What?
You're going to sit there and mansplain to people about a podcast focusing on graphic novels and trade collections with female protagonists?
Oh.
Yeah.
Can I at least tell them how it's available on iTunes and Stitcher and at punchlikeagirlpod.wordpress.com?
No.
Shoot. All right, well, hang on. I'll delete this. We'll try again.
That's not delete. That's the button for publish.
Female bag.
We're discussing episode 32, Eel, Ego of the Living Planet, The Elders of the Universe, and Electro, your favorite. Your favorite from that episode.
The best comedic moment of the year.
Well, let's see what people said at fireandwaterpodcast.com. Chris Franklin says, "Next time I go to a family reunion or a church potluck, I'm going to admonish someone to bring a fucking protein ass."
Yes!
You're having a very bad effect on this church potluck. Amélie's description of the morning after with the Elders of the Universe. This was a favorite thing, I have to say.
Yeah.
Should be one of those Marvel Studio one-shot shorts, or maybe a mid-credit cut sequence in a movie. Serpent Solutions office shorts would also fit the bill. You folks should work with Kevin Feige.
You're welcome.
Electro is another one of those characters that I think most comic fans just accept as is. We don't stop and think how freaking goofy he looks. Or why green isn't really a color anyone associates with electricity. And bonus points to Siskoid for using audio clips from the 60s Spider-Man cartoon. I love that show unabashedly.
Good job.
Vera Wild says, "Not too much to say for the eel. I have to agree that he has a pretty slick look." See what I did there? Pretty hot from where I sit. I've always found Ego intriguing, but when you boil it down to a simple hot or not, this is a tsunami of not. Personally, I love how it always comes back to spooning. When the topic of what his telepathic voice sounds like, my first thought was that he sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. I don't know why, but I made myself laugh with that one. Got worse when Siskoid brought up that he had an engine installed to move around. I couldn't find an image that depicts the thing, so I imagined they just say he has an engine now and don't really show it. But in my mind, it has to have an exhaust, or at least propulsion, and that would be the opposite side of the planet on his back. And now I can only picture him farting across the universe.
With class.
Amazing.
Electro, I've been listening for decades from Spider-Man fans older than myself about how iconic this costume is. Such glorious vindication. Rob says, not sure why I listened to Ohatmu when I could just look at my high school yearbook. Jeff R. says, eels aren't serpents, dang it. At that point, they might as well rebrand as the Phallic Symbol Foundation and invite Scorpion.
I love it. I love the Phallic Symbol Foundation.
That's amazing.
It sounds like a charity. You know?
Yeah.
They have balls.
They throw balls.
Dr. Ange says, perhaps the most interesting thing was the absolute laughter's Electro's outfit elicited.
Oh, ridiculous.
Like Vera says, it is so burned into my memory as cool that I just accept it. I probably first saw Electro when I was in the first grade, so his nonsensical electric star mask is just part of my consciousness. It is what it is. So to hear the girls point out how dumb it is was fascinating in an Emperor's New Clothes sort of way. Seeing it again, it is idiotic.
Of course it is.
We're just shattering glass everywhere. Yeah.
I can never read another story with the elders without thinking of the collector rummaging through an underwear drawer that morning after. I can imagine him giving a tour through his collection. In that room are ancient religious artifacts from countless galaxies. Over there are landscapes painted by the finest artists from the last millennia. And here is my most precious collection, the panties I have acquired through personal conquest. Move.
Are they all, like, color-coded, too? Mm-hmm.
They're framed like butterflies.
Yeah.
Yeah, with, like, pins.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Tim Price. Timpius.
Timpius!
Says, just listen to the latest Ohatmu or Not episode and Siskoid, dude, I did post feedback. Now the ladies think I dissed them. No!
No, we blame Mike.
So let's go back to his comments that I somehow missed when I was going through
you're
the thing.
You're doing your job.
So we're go back to Dread Knight. Go back to Dread Knight, guys.
Oh, God. That's so far
Dread
away.
Knight.
But I was there, though.
Yoo! He says, First, the ladies say, ugh, engineers to Dreadnought, but then they want to hack Dreadnought, which I bet an engineer could help them with.
True. Very true.
I guess despair and anxiety, which created, could double date with their siblings, delight and insecure. Hashtag despair to spare. Okay. Glad the Hot Squad gave Drew, Jessica a hot. The cartoon was the first I heard of her, but and her joining the Avengers 10 years ago has made her a big part of the Marvel Universe. I'm also happy we got Drew, Jessica already instead of having to wait for the J's or even worse, the S's for Spider-Woman. I doubt the nursing home would let me listen to this podcast by Amelie did great reading the names that time, and hey, if any of you say my name with an accent, I am totally up for it.
Brace yourself.
Having a white bread with mayonnaise name, any excuse to spice it up.
No.
So now, here are his comments on episode 32. He says, Vera is so right about Ego's propulsion being like cosmic flatulence, shall we say. Two comics which dealt with the engine's bit were Fantastic Four and Silver Surfer. Both times it was used against Ego. Poor old Electro. The one thing you don't want to hear from a group of young ladies at first sight? Laughter. Yes, I like the look in a retro sense and from my memory as a kid, but yes, it is ridiculous. It's also interesting how electricity is equated with the color yellow, which was noted for that the eel wasn't yellow, but electricity is usually white. Lightning is hot as the sun color temperature, and without the Earth's atmosphere to filter it like sunlight, it appears white. Or is that just me? The discussion on telepathy and hearing was really interesting, part philosophy, part neuroscience, and lighthearted to be fun, but cool to see that even a surface exploration can get pretty deep.
Elise is still recovering.
I don't want to talk about it.
I know I shouldn't get hung up on it, but eels are not reptiles. They're fish that look just like snakes, so eels shouldn't be in the Serpent Squad Society solutions. That angers a lot of people. Eric says, love the morning after with the elders discussion. I don't want to give anything away for when you actually get to his entry, but I'm looking forward to hearing whether the ladies' opinions of the possessor will change at all when they learn what his driving obsession actually is.
I don't know, but it creeps me out right
That's
now.
So much suspense that we'll find out.
in 10 years.
He creeps me out.
And how little it actually relates to the name Possessor. I imagine they'll come up with some more appropriate names for him when the time comes.
Gladly.
Interesting.
Mike W. from Saskatchewan says, I was laughing my ass off at the post-sex breakdown of the Elders of the Universe, especially Collector going through someone's underwear drawer. I can just hear him going, got it, got it, got it, got it, need it, got it.
for the color coded. Yeah.
As for that eel scene you were analyzing, it's from Power Man and Iron Fist 110, and that's Iron Fist in the green suit. I think you might be right about it being a half-assed cut-and-paste job, because in the original art, Danny and the eel are in the same poses, but Danny is rotated 90 degrees, and the background is a bit different. Also, eel is electrifying the floor, not Danny's ass. Just for the hell of it, I emailed you a scan so you can compare the two, and it's true. It's to make it fit.
It's a weird edit.
Brian Linton says, another fun-filled episode, though I do feel the need to come to the defense of the eel, the aquatic animal, not the villain. While eels do have a slime layer, they aren't any more slimy than your typical fish.
It's still disgusting.
In fact, well, you think she fish are disgusting. All fish. Oh. In fact, most fish have a slime layer, which helps with 1, osmoregulation, 2, physical protection, and 3, hydrodynamics. If you want truly disgusting levels of slime, then look no further than the hagfish. Oh. When a hagfish feels threatened, it can produce gallons.
Or
liters in Canada.
Josie had like a really physical reaction to
liters
that.
Liters or gallons of slime in a matter of minutes.
What?
Yes, he sent me a YouTube.
Oh no!
I'd take a jolt from an electric eel over a bucket full of hagfish slime any day of the week.
I'm gross.
Given the actual topic of this podcast, I guess I should also say something about at least one of the characters in the episode. Though you didn't talk about him much this time around, I do like the fact that the original eel was a marine biologist. I think that marine biologists are terribly underrepresented in the world of superhero comics. It's a shame that the eel turned to a life of crime, but research grants are hard to come by these days.
Especially for
I confirm.
And high-tech scientific equipment doesn't grow on trees.
I have a fish anecdote.
You want to tell it?
Yes, please. So you can cut it after if it's not good. So I was once in a lake looking for a dog toy I'd thrown in the lake, thinking it would float, but it sank to the bottom. So I had my goggles and was looking at the bottom, and then I turned to the left, and there was a fish just looking at me. And he's like, sup? It scared me. That's I jumped out of the water.
Where's your dog during all this?
I don't know, just waiting on the dock.
Did you secrete a slime layer?
Oh, God.
Automatically.
The ocean is so gross. It was a lake. It's
every
water.
Body of water.
Actually,
is
that is not a pool.
Her.
An eel frightened me once.
Yeah.
When I was in Hawaii, I was swimming with goggles, and then just like a very scary eel with sharp teeth went just like, ah!
Like a moray eel?
Yeah.
Like a decently terrifying eel. Wow. I was just like, ah! And then my reaction was like to jump, but when I did, water came pouring in my mask,
oh, no.
So I had to come out, and I was like, ah! Everything is wrong, and it was gone.
Then I tell you the story of I got scared from seaweed. Because the ocean is scary.
Like, not in the ocean, like in the supermarket.
You're wearing a shirt which featured a fish creature.
That's true.
Come on.
Ward Hill Terry says, this was a great episode. However, I did miss Shotgun.
Oh.
And then he realized, I just misspelled that name. Don't ever do that.
No. I do that a lot.
Shotgun?
Yeah.
Shotgun?
No, that's what I have. No.
Shotgun?
I'm pretty sure that's
shot
the
gin?
Oh, that got changed.
Shitgun.
It's Shitgun. Yeah.
It's Shitgun.
Yeah. I have done that.
Come on, Eddie's. Clearly it's Shitgun.
I've done that before, but I always correct.
Well, he corrected it too, but he did just
it's
mention
like,
it.
Like, it's like when I'm trying to type XOX to my mom and I spell Cox. Why does the C have to be next to the X?
Okay, Boston Moss says, some of the girls are upset that Ego has versions that may be having conversation with other girls while having simultaneous conversation elsewhere. If you're the jealous type, don't be concerned with conversations. Just how many spoons, or worse, are going on at the same time? At least Sunboy limited himself to one at a time that we know of.
Still wrong.
Spoons or forks, either way, not cool.
Mm-mm. No cutlery.
Kurt Onstad said, "Hey there. This has nothing to do with the current episode, but I wanted to make sure you and the ladies of Ohadmu were aware of this, and it's the fact that in the comics, turns out Armadillo plays a big role in Michael Bendis' final issue of the current Jessica Jones comic series. Oh. And I think it shows that you are all correct in your judging Armadillo a hot."
Of course. Oh. See?
Duh.
We knew deep down.
And then there was the thing, I know Elise doesn't want to talk about it, and she doesn't have to, but... where you realize your life was a lie.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And maybe someone else said, I realized when my life was a lie.
I created the hashtag.
Okay, the hashtag, my life is a lie. So here are three responses.
Highlights.
from some of the same people that we've been talking about.
We do greatly appreciate your participation to these fake activities.
Well, they're not fake if they do them.
Yes, true.
Vera Wild says, it's the day... she realized she'd gotten older than all the kids they have on Sesame Street, so she was never going to get to share the screen with Grover.
Oh,
you know what? I feel you.
No.
Well, it can happen when you're much, much older.
She was near, and then she was...
Ah! I don't get it.
Near far. It's Grover's but greatest hit.
This is basically an episode of discussing all the things that José hates.
Let's talk about birds.
Yeah. Muppets.
Bird, yeah. The big Muppets bird. And the ocean.
How about Big Bird? He's like a...
Big bird in the ocean.
The beach. Big Bird at the beach.
My worst nightmare.
So Ange realized his life was a lie in college because he was huge into Morrissey and the Smiths. I used to listen, he says, to the lyrics of Being Unloved, and I would think, it's like my life in a way. One day, my friend said that I could no longer say that the Smiths spoke to me because I had a loving family, a big group of friends, a girlfriend, and was coasting through college with a spot in medical school secured. It was then that I realized that this life I had concocted in my head of, for once in my life, let me get what I want, God knows, it would be the first time, was indeed a lie.
Wow. That's really deep.
I love the Smiths, and they are depressing.
Yeah. It's true. But you think
it's happy, like the music gives you the impression that it's like, oh, but the lyrics are incredibly sad.
And then the last one here is Tim Price.
Time Prince.
He says, I didn't think my life was a lie until Siskoy couldn't find my comments. For last month's Ohadmu or not, and now my life is a lie, and I'm fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
You got featured twice,
Three times now.
Oh!
Yeah, almost.
I'll probably destroy his name, too.
We love you, Time.
Time.
We love Time. Time after time.
I still haven't figured out what my lie of life was.
Maybe it's not a lie yet.
God, that's depressing.
Was it when you realized?
This is the truth? That's what we're saying.
This isn't the truth.
We're living our truth.
So, today, Facebook likes and shares and such will be handled by...
Shut the gun!
Oh, no. I already see names that I will not be able to
say. That's part of the game. It's part of the fun.
Okay, so I'm sorry.
Facebook likes and shares from...
Abel Padilla. Hey, David Walker. I have no idea. Did you ever say that name before?
Yep, there you go.
What the hell? I've never...
Close personal friend.
The beige?
What is this?
That's fine.
Close personal
friend. No!
The beige.
I don't know what that is!
Despair.
It's D-Bash.
D-Bash? Wow, no. That's not how you wrote that.
You write that.
That's his real name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gene Hendricks, Gord Tolton, Guillaume Bérubé, yes! Jared West, Jonathan Brown, Max Romero, Ryan Blake, Ryan Daly.
And Ryan Daly started working on this meme thing that he put on all the social media, so I'm sure you've seen it if you're a fan of the Fire and Water. Well, it's a Tony Stark, it's just a garden stake, Tony, and I don't care, he scared my mom meme.
Yeah.
So it's the garden snake that you guys put in as instead of the garter snake. We got told, but I didn't read it. It's a common
misconception.
Saying the wrong word, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
What is common? What is common? The wrong word or the fact that we're being corrected?
No, the wrong word. A lot of people call them garden snakes, and they mean garter snakes.
Okay.
But they're not wearing garters.
No.
But
they are in gardens.
Do they have a habit of crawling up your legs?
Have you ever put those snakes between your slip and your
Why?
And your stocking?
That's why they have teeth. They bite on the...
And then they curl up. The tail curls up in your waistband.
And they keep their stockings up.
And they keep their stockings up. Having, it's garter snakes.
Having experience with snakes, they do that around your neck and not your thigh.
What about gutter snakes? Like in a bowling alley, just going down.
They're like stopping the balls from falling in the gutters.
I thought you were saying like the ones on your house.
Imagine a snake swallowing a bowling ball. Which is like,
I'm sure
that happens a lot with gutter snakes.
it's truly it's a big problem. Yeah. You know, the serpent society is working on that right now. Awareness.
Don't you mean the phallic foundation?
The phallic foundation is working on that.
So, balls shotgun, we're going to keep going?
Okay. Yeah, because we want this to be over at some point. Shag Matthews.
Shag, who marketed the show by saying, download it already, sheesh. Do I have to tell you to do everything?
Terry O'Malley. Zachary Finkenstein.
On Google Plus.
Gene Hendricks at The Hammer Strikes.
Twitter retweets and favorites.
Andrew Wall. Kat Sinka. And Dash and Nine Dash. Chris. CW Penn. Corey. Oh my god, there's too many D's and G's. Corey Hod... Hog... Is it really how it's... Yes. Corey.
Corey!
Yeah, my good friend Corey. Dr. Sheen, nerdologist. The irredeemable... I can't say words.
It's a hard word to say.
Well, that's ironic.
The irredeemable Shag at Firestorm.
If you
Firestorm
listen
Prime.
To his podcast, he mispronounces names all the time.
Good.
All the time.
That's why he's irredeemable.
That's it.
I am Grant Richter. I was about to say Richer. So I am Grant Richter. Oh, wow. Do I need to put an accent in this?
What do you mean? You've been putting an accent all along.
I mean...
Suddenly she's Spanish.
Is it Jose or is it Jose?
Jose.
Jose. Jose. Jose. Yeah.
We've said that all at the same time and it was delightful.
Jose.
Jose Luis G. Mijangos. Oh my god, I hate this. Kappa Pride Hulk. Keith G. Baker. There's an exclamation mark.
Oh.
Connell. Max Romero of It's Plastic Man. Nathaniel Wayne. What is this?
Is it the long one?
Yeah. Okay. Rob Kelly, creative of Hostess Ads, Superman Movie Minute, Digest Cast, Treasury Comics, Film and Water Podcast, Pop Dylan, and MASH Cast. Ryan Daly, Scott X, Sean AZ. Is it Z or Z? Should I pronounce AZ? Sean.
Do your thing.
I can't. I don't know how to speak.
Now watch out. This one's hard.
Oh, that's Carey Price. No, it's Tom Price. Tim Price. Veer Wild.
She says, the laughter is at an all-time high in this one. Millie Ultraviolet, are you okay? I was worried you couldn't breathe for a second.
I think you couldn't, actually.
I'm currently dead.
She's in the Book of the Dead.
Currently
she's wearing white.
It's okay. We're going to bring
it. Okay, we're almost done.
Warlord Worlds. That's too many W's. And Xavier Golden.
Boom.
I'm
Boom.
So sorry. I am so, so sorry.
Good job!
No.
Shit gun.
Thank you. You've all earned a right to call me shit gun.
One final thing at the agenda is that's been left over for a number of episodes, and Amélie finally found her pheromones. So this is from when we talked about...
Was it Spider-Woman?
Spider-Woman's pheromones, yeah.
Oh, it's two episodes.
So I said that I had gotten roll-on pheromones. They're called Pure Instincts. I got them at a sex party, which is not an orgy. They'd sell sex toys, like a candlelight party or
a Tupperware party.
Tupperware party.
More fun.
More lubey. just as much plastic. Yeah, so it says, roll on this powerful attractant to inspire desire and communicate your sexual readiness. Unisex scent. We passed it around. I think it smells different to everyone. On me, it smells really sickly sweet. Supposedly, if you're pregnant, it smells spicy.
Oh.
It's gonna be a test.
Shit! Shit! Is anyone secretly pregnant?
It works with your pH.
Okay, makes sense.
I paid like $25 for this. I was very desperate.
Have you ever used it though? Like,
I'll tell you.
The bottle is pretty full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's roll on. You don't go through it that quickly. I wouldn't
put it every day.
When Luke and I started dating again, it was the time when I had purchased this. We've been together for 6 years.
So there you go, guys.
And you're wearing it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually having sex with you currently.
I put some on and I'm totally feeling myself. So definitely works.
It smells good though.
Yeah. I like it.
I would go more for like a raspberry smell than strawberry.
It's way more fruity than I would have thought.
It doesn't smell fruity on me.
Are you pregnant?
Is it spicy?
Enchiladas!
Enchiladas?
I find it smells more floral on me.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, mine's really strawberry, I guess, but you're right.
Weird.
Roll it on.
Mine doesn't, like, smell.
Like so honeydew good. Or something?
Oh, I hate honeydew.
I hate every melon.
I don't know. Sunflower? Sunflowery?
Oh, yeah, I
sunflower
see
melon, melon.
I smell like sunflowers now.
Sickly sweet. Does that mean that's the sickly sweet smells?
I like that it's a very distinctive smell. And when I, because I've smelled people in public that smelled like this, and I'm like, oh, I know what you're doing.
That's true.
Or at least trying to do, because I'm
you're
not
communicating your sexual readiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You should have just walked up to them. Excuse me, are you communicating your sexual readiness?
I got the signal, Linda.
I was going to say something really gross, but I'm not sure it's even appropriate for this podcast.
Come on.
Well, apparently, if you take just cut it out if it's not
you
good.
You needed so much coke.
Yeah, rub it around and twist it.
Because I want to share it anyways, but I mean, you can cut it out if you want. Apparently, if you take a little bit of, like, vaginal juices and you put it behind your ear, it does like the similar effect.
I've heard that before.
I could see that.
Oh.
I don't think I'd want to do that, I understand.
So that's supposedly a thing. I don't know.
I would never, never.
Try it out. Let us know in the comments.
I feel like that's my moment. Wow. My life is a lie. My life was a lie until I realized I was single because I never used my vagina juice appropriately.
Vagina juice.
We need to stop saying vagina juice.
Time to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Is it really?
Ta-ta!
Are we supposed to take turns saying bye?
All individuals.
So bye!
Farewell! I need to say adieu! I don't know the rest.
Leave us comments wherever you can find the podcast, whether the Fire and Water Network website, the Fire and Water Network Facebook page, or through Twitter. The hashtag is FWPodcasts, plural. We'd love to hear from you about, well, I guess these four characters and concepts, but on the show in general. Until next time, be hot, don't be not.
Wasn't there. I listened to it while on a plane. It was an awful adventure, but whatever.
Podcast on a plane?
Wait, what was the awful adventure? Listening to the show?
The traveling. Anyway.
Well, we had a great time.
I'm sick of these motherfucking podcasts on my motherfucking plane.